Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to define your identity. Oh, man. Identity, what's that?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Who the fuck are you? Well, that's a good question. It's not easy to answer. I don't know. It depends. It depends on who I'm talking to, right?
Oh, man. You opened a can of worms.
Well, you tweeted about this, so it's your fault, right? So.
No, crap. I opened a can of worms.
Yes.
You just put another one next to it and said, let's open this one too.
Of course. You tweeted, how do you find your identity? And I observed that tweet for a little while, and there were all kinds of interesting replies to that. And then I was like, all right, I need to double click on this, and we need to go deeper and figure out, why did you think about tweeting it? What did you learn from the responses? And what is our answer to this fucking question, which is obviously can be as big and as ambiguous and philosophical as we want it to be, or more practical. And I don't know where we're going to go with this. So let's rock and roll. But what made you tweet this in the first place?
I like really hard questions. This is a hard question. Like what defines you? How do you define your identity? Who are you? What are you? And is it defined by the people in your life, or is it defined by you and what you feel about yourself? Or is it different in every moment? So like, who do your kids think you are? A father, right? Like,
right.
I mean, that's the construct
that's,
they have,
yeah.
Right? Like, you're my father. Okay. Now, when I think about that, I'm like, okay, well, how do I identify with my father? He's my father, but I'm his son. And what's the difference between those two? Like, that kind of philosophical question gets really interesting when you think about your relationships and how you're identifying yourself in them and how the other person's identifying you in them. And what dynamic does that create? So that's one aspect of it. Another one is just much simpler, which is like, who am I? And what do I want to be? What do I want to put out in the world? How do I want to carry myself? I mean, all these things shape your identity. Even like the most fantastic thing, and I'm basically dropping a bunch of nuggets for you just to see like what you want to pick up. But one other one that I always think about is this idea that, do I really know this other person? Or do I just know one aspect of them?
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough question. And, you know, I've thought about this on and off this year, in different situations where people would write... here's an example. People would write a summary of who I am because I'm now an advisor or I am a speaker at the event or something, right? Something external where they want to advertise that I'm involved, and they write up something really impressive and everything they can think of who I am. And there was a moment I remember a while ago where I read all these things and I'm like, it's interesting. All these things are so superficial, right? You know, speaker, founder, CEO, investor, advisor, author, podcaster, whatever. All these things they sound really cool, but they're not that meaningful in terms of like, who are you truly? They're just, I don't know, I don't want to sound cliche in terms of they're just quote unquote labels, but they are. Two people could have author, speaker, investor as labels, and they could be completely different people. Right? It doesn't give me a really good sense of who this person is. It gives me a sense of some of the things they may be involved with and some of the work they might be doing, but it doesn't really tell me who they are. And I don't know. It's a tough question. I think that, you know, I come back, and this is maybe the direction that I would take with this. I come back to this one quote where it's like, don't try to find yourself, just define yourself, right? I'm not sure in defining, I think how you define your identity to a large degree is determined by who you want your identity to be ultimately, right? As we go through life, we are, some things of who we are and how people define us happen externally, and some of them hopefully happen through deep internal work, right? But I don't know, dude. Like, I don't even know. Like, so let's go through. Let's try this practice and go through it with us, right? If you asked me, Steli, please define your identity right now, I would struggle, right? But I do think there's certain parts to who I am and how I live my life that are very core to me. So I think being a teacher of sorts is a very strong part of my personality and identity. And that teacher personality can come out as a podcaster or a speaker or an author, right? But those are just the different venues I use to teach. But the core part of who I am as my personality and how I define myself from an identity point of view is that I am somebody that loves to teach what he knows to others, right? It likes to share his knowledge with the world. You know, beside the teacher thing, entrepreneur thing is probably part of my personality, which is I like starting new things, right? I like starting companies. This is something that's been part of my life forever. So it's definitely very close to my identity. But if somebody asked me to use one word to define myself, I would go with teacher before I would go with entrepreneur, right? In a weird way. I think it's more core to me to be a teacher than to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is just a venue for my creativity and my trying to teach and create value in the world. And so, you know, and then it keeps going, right? There's obviously, you know, when you're a daddy of children, being a father is a big part, being a friend, being a you know, there's many, many parts to my identity, but the core of it, of everything that I do in one way or another, is really trying to teach and share with as many people as possible what I learn. How would you define your identity? If I asked you, like, who are you and how do you define your identity? Do you have even an answer to that?
I don't really have an answer to that.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, anything I can come up with, I could change in a moment, in a moment's notice for myself. I don't identify with a lot of things that people might identify me with, such as, like you said, podcaster or, you know, entrepreneur, or founder, or business person, or advisor, or, you know, honestly, even father. You know, like, yeah, I have kids. I love my kids a lot, you know. Maybe more than life itself to some extent. But like, I don't know. I mean, I want to be their friend. I don't know if I want to be their father. You know, you know, when I really think about that, I'm like, oh, maybe being their friend's better than being their father. You know, something like that. So I think this question is one that just with all the social media around us and the life that exists where like, people are, you know, definitely proud of who they are. You know, there's a lot of pride and social media really pushes that, whether it's, you know, what people say on Twitter about themselves or just in general or things people are posting on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and this and that. Identity becomes something a lot more fluid, number one. Number two, it also becomes much harder to define for yourself. Like back in the day, if you were a doctor, your identity, you're a doctor. You're a doctor. In fact, is doctor and then your name.
Yeah.
Dude. or it's professor. And then your name. It's like, whoa, damn, okay. You know? Like, yep. I always find those very crazy where it's like the doctor is doctor, you know? And I grew up with someone who everyone called him doctor because he's a doctor, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's doc. Like,
yeah. You know, literally my dad's nickname is Doc.
There you
like,
go.
The closest people in his life call him that.
Call
you know,
him
like
that.
His old friends from back in the day, Doc. Hey, Doc, what's up? Because where he was at, there was no other doctor. There's no other doctor that they could rely on. And he always loved helping people, you know, because he's a doctor. They call him Doc, dude. That's his identity. He's a doctor. I mean, even to him, he might even believe that's his identity. I don't know. I haven't asked him. So, like, I think it's kind of insane as to, like, where things were with identity. And where they might end up going, where we become a lot more fluid, especially as we think through like, oh, a lot of people have side gigs, side hustles, or, you know, are freelancers on top of their day job. Like they could identify with multiple things already as a result of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I'm getting to as we talk this through out loud is that I think that defining your identity might be a problematic framework to begin with. That might be a problem more than it is a solution to anything, right?
Right.
I think that there's I think the healthiest people I meet and the type of person or the type of life I want to live is one that is multifaceted, right? And rich and diverse. And so picking one thing over everything else that I'm involved with and that is part of my personality and the way I live my life and the way I manifest my thoughts into the universe, picking one thing and putting that on as a, you know, putting that on my hat and being like, this is who I am completely. I think that's not a solution to any problem. That is a problem, right? That is creating one-dimensional people or creating humans that are too attached to an external identity of sorts, right? They want to be founder CEO because they find that if they identify with that, that is giving them status and significance in life, and that gives them external admiration and appreciation and status. And if they lose that, if they are not that anymore, if I'm not the founder CEO anymore, then they are lost, right? Then they don't know who they are. And they don't know how to deal through life, and they feel insecure, and they feel like they've lost something valuable, versus understanding that founder CEO is not who you are. It's what you do. It's your position right now, and it could change, right? Doesn't mean anything, really. You could be, you know, if you've been around the block as long as we have, like, people give themselves all kinds of insane titles that mean nothing, right? VP of marketing. And then it's like, oh, how big was the marketing team? I was the only marketer. What did you vice president then, right? Who did you, oh, senior director of, all right, who were your managers? Well, we didn't have manager. It was just me in that team, right? And it was my first job ever. So it's like, these titles don't mean shit, right? What did you do? And who are you? And who are you is not an easy question to answer, because hopefully you are many things at times in different contexts. You could be shy in certain surroundings and outgoing in others. You could be, you know, introverted in one area and extroverted in the other. You could be interesting in A and interesting in completely different topic B as well. Like, you can't just be one thing. And I think attachment to identity or trying to find an identity that you think will solve your problems or give you the worth in the world that you need or the recognition in the world that you need, I think is much more of a problem than it really is the solution. So that's why I think when I was really young, when I was like 14, 15, and I was struggling through life for many different reasons, if somebody had told me that one day next to